Greatest Name in Cereals presents
Wild Bill Hickok! Strap on your shooting irons. Let's saddle up for another thrill-packed Wild Bill Hickok adventure with Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine, that's me, as his pal Jingles. Brought to you by the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box. The cereal with the sweetening already on it. Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Wild Bill's Birthday. Kids, have you started saving box tops from Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops and Sugar Smacks for your model of Wild Bill Hickok's famous Colt Peacemaker revolver? You know, this full-size collector's plastic model of Wild Bill's favorite pistol is yours for just 50 cents in one Sugar Corn Pops or Sugar Smacks box top. It's really authentic, too, right down to the engraving on the barrel. And it comes in a special kit, so you get the fun of putting it together yourself. I'll be back in a few minutes to tell you how you can get Wild Bill's famous six-gun and three other wonderful old-time gun models, so be sure to listen. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles had very little time for holidays. Every hour was chock full of danger-laden adventure as they fought to clean up the West. That was the rule, but for big-hearted Jingles, there was one exception. In spite of outlaws, flashing six guns, and a hail of lead, the big deputy was bound and determined to celebrate Wild Bill's birthday.
Are you sure you don't know what day this is, Bill?
No, Jingles. What's so special about it?
Did you hear that, Ma Turner? He wants to know what's so special about today.
I heard him. And if you don't quit blabbering, he'll give it away.
Looks like you two are cooking up a mystery behind my back.
We sure are. And we ain't gonna tell you a thing about it.
Now, that's enough, Jingles. I declare trying to get you to keep a secret is like trying to hold on to a greased pig.
You're right about that, Ma.
Oh, now, Bill don't want to know anyway, do you, Bill? Huh? Well, don't you?
I'll wait, partner. You'll give it away sooner or later anyhow.
Oh, no, I won't neither. From this minute on, my mouth's closed as tight as a train window when you want to open it.
All right, you two have had your breakfast. Any time you're headed for town or somewhere?
Sounds like she wants to get rid of us, Jingles.
It sure does. Well, we ain't no hurry.
Oh, there he is.
There, who is?
What? Oh, well, I haven't the faintest idea.
I'll answer it.
No, Bill, no. Would you boys step in the other room for a minute? I know who it is.
You got private business, Bill.
All right, Ma, if that's the way you want it. Come on, Jingles.
Well, Miss Turner, reckon you know why I'm here.
Yes, Mr. Johns, but couldn't you come back this afternoon? I'm not ready to talk about it right now.
Nobody's ever ready to talk about money for mortgages.
But I've got a special reason.
All I want to know is if you got my $500.
It's not due till tomorrow.
True, but tomorrow's only 24 hours away, and if you ain't got it now, you won't have it then.
Oh, please, Mr. Johns, not so loud.
Why not? Who are you hiding in there?
Well, I'm not hiding anybody, but I've got company, and I don't want them to know about this.
Yeah,
I
can't see it makes any difference. If you ain't got the money by noon tomorrow, I'm foreclosing. And I'll expect you to have your whole kit and caboodle off this place by sundown tomorrow night.
Well, I know the terms of the mortgage.
We couldn't help but hear it all, Ma.
Yeah, we left the door open so we could.
Oh, I wish I hadn't, Bill. I didn't want to bother you.
Who are these men, Miss Turner?
Now, I'm glad you asked me that, mister. The gent to my left is U.S. Marshal Wild Bill Hickok.
Hickok?
And the gent to his right is his deputy, Jingles. That's me.
What are they doing here?
Just a visiting. They happen to be friends of mine.
We sure are very good friends. And, mister, That means you'd better watch your step.
Easy, Jingles.
You two can't stop me, and you don't scare me none. If I don't get my $500 for noon tomorrow, this place is mine. And the law's on my side.
Shot with sugar through and through Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Now, there's a real six-shooter way to start the day. Come on, get up, Charlie. It's time for breakfast.
Breakfast? Why, it's only 3 o'clock in the morning.
Sure, but we're fixing to have the sweetest eating breakfast this side of Battle Creek. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Well, it's still mighty early, Panhandle, but I sure wouldn't want to miss out on my Sugar Corn Pops. They're really delicious for breakfast and between-meal snacks. And say, fellas and girls, they're good for you, too. Why, did you know that just 1 ounce of Sugar Corn Pops gives you 100% of the sunshine vitamin D you need daily?
Yep, and heaps of other powerful, important food elements every young cowpoke needs besides.
Now, just taste that shot with sugar flavor, fresh and crunchy as the day it was packed in Kellogg's weather-tight aluminum-lined box. Yes, sir, Sugar Corn Pops stay crisp to the very last one. Tell Mom you want some pronto.
Now, all together.
They're shot with sugar through and through. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
The timely visit of the beefy and belligerent Mr. Johns gave Wild Bill and Jingles the reason for Ma Turner's nervous actions. When he slammed the door on his threat to foreclose, the two lawmen turned to Ma.
Why didn't you tell us about this, Ma? Oh,
I didn't want to spoil Jingle's secret, Bill.
Oh, now, Ma, that wouldn't make no difference.
Well, whatever that secret is, it's going to have to wait. Who is this Mr. Johns?
Well, he's a loan shark in town, Bill. Last year when I got sick, I had to borrow that money.
And he made you give him a mortgage on the place?
That's right. It's all legal, Bill. There's nothing you can do about it.
But why is he so dad-blame itchy to foreclose on you for a measly $500?
That's a good question, Jingles. I think I'll go to town and ask Mr. Johns about that face to face.
I'm going with you. That Jasper just might say something that'd give me a chance to poke him in the snoot.
No, Jingles, you stay here with Ma. You know, she might be talked into letting you help with those dishes after all. Yeah, I'll see you later.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry, Jingles. I'm afraid I've spoiled your plans for Bill's birthday party.
No, ma'am, now don't you worry. We'll go right ahead just like nothing had happened at all.
All right. Maybe it'll get my mind off the mortgage.
Good.
I'll wash the dishes and I'll make Bill a birthday cake.
There it is, Buckshot. Silas Johns, easy loan. Who, boy? Who now? Now, if he's here, maybe we'll get to the bottom of this. Not back yet. Well, as long as the door's open, I'll just go in and wait. Pretty nice office. Big mahogany desk and... Hey, what's this? Note on John's calendar pad says, Ma Turner's mortgage is cinch. See Martin and Toller today. Oh, hold on. Here he comes now. Ah, we'll find out.
Now, who in blazes left this door open? Peacock.
Howdy, Mr. Johns.
What are you doing here?
Thought I'd drop in to talk about Ma Turner's mortgage some more.
None of your business, Peacock. I ain't got no time to waste with you.
Just the same, you're going to take a little time, mister. I want to read that mortgage paper on Ma Turner's loan.
Paper? Oh, why, sure, Marshal. No harm in that. I got the paper right here in this drawer. Now, you meddling star packer, get out of here.
So you had a gun in that drawer. All right, you're asking for it.
Get back!
You're acting right guilty, mister.
I'll teach you not to meddle, old man.
Drop that gun.
Yeah, I'll drop it right over your thick skull.
Your mistake, Mr. John. Now, let's start over from the beginning. Get up and sit in that chair.
I ain't got nothing to say.
You're going to answer my questions, or I'm going to take you to jail for pulling a gun on a United States Marshal.
What questions?
Why are you in such a hurry to foreclose on Ma Turner?
That $500 is due tomorrow.
$500 doesn't mean that much to you.
How do you know?
Checked in at the bank. You've got over $12,000 in your account there.
Yeah, let's say I want a place for a ranch.
Well, Turner's only got 10 acres, maybe less. It's not big enough for a ranch. Now, let's see that paper and no tricks.
All right. It won't do you no good. It's ironclad and legal. There.
Agrees to pay $500 by high noon on the 18th. Or entire property and all water rights will be transferred to Silas Johns. Water rights, huh? Now maybe I begin to smell a rat.
Hickok, I warn you.
I see you've got a map here, too. Shows Ma's place. The ranch on one side belongs to a Mr. Martin. On the other side is Mr. Toller.
So what?
And that cross right in the middle of Ma's 10 acres marks a spring that spreads out in a big running creek. All right, Johns, like you say, it's all legal.
Well, I'm glad you're satisfied.
I'm satisfied about one thing, mister. I know what you're up to now, and if there's any way to stop you, I'm going to do it.
Just cut out that fretting.
I'm not fretting, Jingles. I'm packing. It's getting on toward afternoon, and Bill's not back yet. I might as well be ready to get out tomorrow. Hand me that suitcase.
I ain't gonna do it. We ain't giving up yet. Besides, we got Bill's birthday party to think about.
Birthday? Oh, land of goodness, I forgot the cake in the oven.
Is it burnt up?
No, but another minute and it would have been.
Then you put your mind to icing that cake while I go out and milk the cow. I gotta hurry so I can go to town and buy Bill's presents and invite everybody to the party.
Pails are on the sideboard behind you.
Well, then I'm on my way.
Oh, Jingles.
Yeah, Ma?
I forgot to tell you. Bessie likes to be sung to while you're milking.
She does?
Yes. I always sing Rockabye Baby. You know it?
Sure. I'll sing it for her like she ain't never heard it before. Good old Ma. Reckon she makes pets out of all her animals. I'm coming, Bessie. 2 empty milk pails, and you'd better fill them up for me. All right, now let me get this milk stool and get all set. There's the stool and there's the pail. Now, my pretty little milk factory, give. Uh-oh, I almost forgot. I gotta sing. Rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the bob in the cradle will fall. Oh, doggone. You look what you've done. You knocked over the milk and kicked me in the shins and I wish Bill would get back while there's enough of me left to celebrate his birthday.
Kids, I wish you could see this model gun I have here. It's the famous Colt 45 Peacemaker, the 6-gun that Wild Bill Hickok made famous. And now you can have one just like it. In fact, you can get 4 life-size plastic models of famous old-time guns, each one completely authentic right down to the engraving on the barrel. There's Wild Bill's famous Colt Peacemaker, and also a Derringer. There's the original English pepper box, and the handsome French militia pistol. They come in kits ready for you to assemble, and with everything you need to make them. Now, if you went out and tried to buy one of these kits, it'd cost you a lot more. But if you eat Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops or Kellogg's Sugar Smacks, you just send 50 cents and a box top from either one for each kit. There's a handy order blank right on the backs of Sugar Corn Pops and Sugar Smacks packages. Or just send 50 cents and a Kellogg's Sugar Pops or Sugar Smacks box top to Old Time Guns, Box 121, Los Angeles 53, California. That's Old Time Guns, Box 121, Los Angeles 53, California. Send for your gun kits pronto. While While Jingles and Ma were getting ready for Bill's birthday party, Bill was off on other business. His first stop was at the Martin Ranch, where, much to his surprise, he was a very welcome visitor.
Well, Bill Hickok. Now, this is an honor, Marshal. Never thought I'd have the pleasure of meeting you face to face.
Well, thank you, Mr. Martin, but as to the pleasure, you better wait until you know why I'm here.
Well, I bet my brand and title it's good. State your business and tell me what I can do to help you.
Well, it's my guess that you're having a water problem with your cattle.
Well, you're right there. But I'm about to solve the problem.
How?
I buy 10 acres next to me with a spring and a creek on it. Comes high, but I gotta have it.
Mind telling me who you're buying it from?
Well, not at all. High binder by the name of Silas Johns.
Thought so. He say he owned it?
Yep. Said he bought it from Ma Turner.
You want to know the truth about it?
You mean that ain't the truth?
Nope. Truth is, Johns is foreclosing on Ma tomorrow because she can't pay $500 he loaned her.
Why, that low-life sidewinder. Measly $500. He was asking me $10,000 for it. Made me bid against Gil Toler on the other side of Ma to get it at that.
Playing both ends against the middle.
Taking advantage of a poor, defenseless widow. Now, if that ain't the lowest... Well, there ought to be a way to fix his kind.
There just might be, Mr. Martin. And still give you the water you need.
Yeah?
Would it be worth $250 cash down and, say, $25 a month to you if your cattle could water at Ma Turner's Creek?
Sure. Only I'd make it $50 a month.
Good. Now, if I can get Gil Toler to agree to the same thing, we're in.
And Silas Johns is out on his ear. Hickok, you ain't been undersold to me. When do you need the money?
Ma needs it by noon tomorrow.
Then you hit a high lope for Toller's place, and I'll stretch for the bank. I'll have my $250 in Ma Turner's hands by sundown tonight. Good luck with Toller.
I ain't never mind talk about water, Hickok.
Now, hold on, Mr. Toler. You haven't heard me out yet.
Don't hear no more about it. Been hornswoggled out of that 10 acres next to mine by Johns and Martin.
Maybe not.
Me laid up here with a gout, and Martin outbid me. Head up for the whole thing. Now, if you got riding to do, better hit the saddle. It's getting dark outside.
I'm not leaving till you simmer down and listen, Mr. Toler. I didn't ride over here for my health, you know.
Well, sooner you talk then, sooner you'll go. Go on, talk.
Johns doesn't own that 10 acres yet.
No?
No, and Martin's not going to buy it.
How do you know?
I just came from Martin. He's going to pay Ma Turner $250 cash down and $50 a month for the right to water his cattle at her creek.
Oh, shenanigans, by dad. Now, why didn't somebody make me an offer like that?
I am making you that offer.
Speaking for Ma Turner?
Well, she'll agree. But I've got to have the cash in her hands by noon tomorrow.
Fetch me that strong box from under my bed there.
That's the one?
Yep. Yeah. Here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 100. Reckon $20 gold notes is good, ain't they?
Sure are.
Let's see. There's 250 and 50 for the first month.
Thank you, Mr. Toller.
Hey, wait. How does Johns fit into this?
He doesn't. You just put him out in the cold.
Pick up the window.
He's getting away. I'll see you later, Mr. Toller. I want to catch that gin. I've got business with him. All right, Buckshot. Let's get him. Hi, hi. I know it's you, Silas Johns. All right, Buckshot, if that's the way he wants to play, let's run him down. Faster, boy. Crowd him. Now, mister, haul in.
You're not getting me, Hickok.
I got a rope here that says I do. Look closer, Buckshot. Now.
No!
Now, Lone Shark, let's talk this over.
I'll talk to you with this.
Oh. I'm about to lose my temper with you, mister. Now, climb back on that horse. You're going to have your last little talk with Ma Turner.
Why, Jingles, they're beautiful. Such nice gifts. But I never saw Bill wear a red silk shirt. Isn't it a little big?
Yeah, but I got it large enough so that if Bill didn't like the color, I could wear it for him.
I see. And this sack of red and black jelly beans, just what he wants, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. He gets a kick out of watching me and Joker eat them.
Well, Bill's going to have a real nice birthday if he ever gets here.
Now, don't you go worrying again. He'll get here.
You invited everybody?
Yep. Before you know it, Ma, there'll be buckboards and surreys and horses and hay wagons, all stuffed and loaded with folks driving up to your front door.
Well, Jingles, there's somebody now. Oh, I hope it's Bill.
Well, Ma, it is. See, I told you. Howdy, Bill. My Ma was getting worried about, who's that you got with you?
Silas Johns, all tied up. But why?
Oh, reckon he got Bill's goat once too often, ma'am.
Howdy, Ma. You know, Mr. Johns just couldn't wait till tomorrow. He had to come to see you tonight.
Oh, but I haven't any money.
I got it, Wild Bill. Here it is. 250 cash.
Why, Mr. Martin, how nice of you to come to the party.
Yeah, some party, Mrs. Turner.
Yeah, party. Doggone it, what kind of a party is this getting to be? I'm all mixed up.
It's a party for you, Ma. Mr. Martin's paying you $250 cash down and $50 a month for the right to water his herd at your creek.
Well, my goodness. But tomorrow I won't own the place.
Oh, yes, you will. Because here's another $250 for Mr. Toller for the same deal, plus $50 for the first month.
550 simoleons. Ma, you can pay off the mortgage. I told you Bill would think of something.
He sure did, Mrs. Turner. Best deal in the world for everybody.
Except Silas Johns.
Hickok, you meddling maverick, you just beat me out of $10,000.
You got what's coming to you, Johns. Hand over that mortgage. Pay me his $500, Ma.
Here it is. I don't even know what's going on. Land of goodness.
Now, get on your horse and ride, mister. Well, here's your mortgage, Ma. We'll have a party and burn it.
We sure are going to have a party. Hey, here come the folks, Ma.
Hey, what's going on? What are all these people coming for?
For your birthday party. Surprise!
Happy birthday, Bill. Thanks.
Birthday. I forgot all about it.
We kept it a big secret. Then things got so mixed up, I invited everybody else to your birthday party, and doggone if I didn't forget to invite you.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Wild Bill's birthday wasn't exactly a peaceful day, but then not many of them were in the Old West.
I'll say not, especially when somebody's taking pot shots at you like they did at Wild Bill and Jingles in our Friday story, The Shadow of Hangman's Tree.
So long, kids.
See you Friday.
Say, kids, don't you get a kick out of choosing your own things? You know, that's what you do with breakfast when you have Kellogg's Variety Pack on your table. Kellogg's Variety Pack has 10 individual portions of your favorite Kellogg's breakfast cereals. Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Pep, Rice Krispies, and lots of others, too. You open up a fresh favorite every time. A good breakfast is a sure bet with Kellogg's Variety Pack, so remind Mom to keep one handy. Greatest Name in Cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Mildred Van Hollen, Ralph Moody, and Tyler McVeigh. Our director was Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!